Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this opportunity and privilege I have to be back with you again. I want to thank you for tuning in this way today, and hope and pray that the service today will be a blessing to you, that God will speak personally to your heart, and God will just deal with you in such a way that you would humble yourself and that you would cry out to God. I tell you, all men everywhere, all mankind needs to turn to God and to repent. They need to repent of their sins and ask God to have mercy upon them if they've never really been saved, to save their soul and cleanse them from all sin. And I tell you, He'll get alive in you, make you a brand new creature in Christ. You'll walk in a newness of life. You'll have the Spirit of living God living in you. And I tell you, that makes all the difference in the world. It gives you a new mind, a new heart. In other words, you don't think the same. You don't talk the same. You don't do the old things you used to do as far as sinful things. I tell you, you want to please the Lord. You are a new person in Christ. And if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things pass away. All things become new when you get saved. I can remember the day I got saved, and I tell you, my mind changed. I tell you, I loved everybody. I wanted everybody to be saved after I got saved. I wanted everybody to experience what I just experienced and feel what I feel in my heart. And that was the Lord. That was the Spirit living God that got alive in me. Like I said before, He did a work of faith and labor of love in me. In other words, He took and cut out that old stony heart, put a fleshly heart in me, and I put His Holy Spirit there. And then the Lord lives in me now, and He'll be living in me even till the end of the world, even till I get out of this body, whether the world ends before I get out or if I get out before the world ends. I know I'm going to go right into the presence of the Lord. And I tell you, it's nothing like knowing that when you die, where are you going? And I tell you, I know we're all going to die. There's no discharge in the war of death. And I know that when I die, I know to be absent from the body means to be present with the Lord. That's what He said in His word. I believe it, and I know it. I tell you, the Holy Spirit's made it known unto me. And I know one day I'm going to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall I ever be with the Lord. And I know that Paul talked about it when he wrote, I think, to the Church of Rome. Other places, too, he talked about. In the Church of Corinth, he talked about when he comes, he's going to come in the clouds, and he's going to speak and call the name of those that are saved, those are redeemed, and they're going to meet the Lord in the air, you see. And that's going to be the rapture of the church. But then if we die before that time, he talked about to be absent from the body. He said, we've already witnessed the redemption of our soul. That means I've already been made a new creature in Christ. And I tell you, I was once dead in trespasses and sin, and He quickened me, made me alive. He put His Spirit in me. I become a living. I tell you, really starting to live then once I got saved. You see, I'm talking about spiritually living. And I tell you, He gave me life. I once was dead in trespasses and sin. I was on my way to hell. Yes, I had breath in my soul. Yes, I was living as a sinner lives. I tell you, before I got saved, but when He dealt with me, He drawed me with cords of love, and I repented of my sin. I died to sin. He died for sin. I died to the sin, to my sin of my soul, and I confessed my sins to Him, asked Him to have mercy upon me, a sinner, and He saved me. Now, when I do leave this body, the Bible said I'm going right into the presence of the Lord. But there's also going to be the witness and the redemption of the body. You see, that hadn't taken place yet. It hadn't taken place. One day it's going to take place. I tell you, if I'm alive when He comes, He said, those which are alive and remain shall also be caught up. He said, he talked about that when He does come. There, those that are saved, that's upon this earth, and they're living, He said they're not going to prevent them that are sleeping. In other words, the ones that's died in the Lord, they're not going to prevent them, but they're also going to get up. And I think the dead in Christ, it says, going to rise first. See, they're going to get up first. They got further to go. I tell you, they're 6 foot under. But I tell you, they're going to come. The Bible said they're going to rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them. With the Lord in the air, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now that's the rapture of the church, and that takes place before the day of the Lord takes place. I tell you, that comes after the fact. The church gets out, and I tell you, He gets His church out, and I tell you, then pure hell will break loose, and I tell you, then everything will start being poured out. I tell you, all these different things is going to happen after the church is already raptured out and in heaven. That you can go and read that book of Revelations. You can go and look at chapter 4 and 5. You can read that and you can see the church is already in heaven before anything, any vials were poured out, for any trumpets was sound, for anything started, any kind of wrath being poured out, the church was already gone. And they're in heaven with the Lord. And I tell you, if I die today, I know to be absent from the body doesn't mean to be present with the Lord. And I tell you, the Bible said, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. And I know that one day I'm going to die. One day I'm going to die. But I know where I'm going when I die. Because Jesus paid the price for my sin. He sealed me, washed me in his own blood. And the Holy Spirit washed, cleansed me and sealed me with this Holy Spirit. I tell you, I'm kept by the power of God, and I'm sealed by the Holy Spirit of God, and I know one day I'm going home. The devil can't undo me. He'd like to, I tell you, but he can't. But I'm thankful that I have eternal life, and Jesus said in his own words, my sheep, I give them eternal life, and they'll never perish, and neither is anyone able to pluck them out of my hand. They will never perish. I will never perish. Yes, this whole outward man's going to go back to the dust from whence it came, because the scripture said that this body of sin cannot inherit the kingdom of God. That's what it said. He talked about this old fleshly body cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Therefore, there's going to be a heavenly body, which is a body of flesh and bone, and we'll all have that change take place. I'll tell you, when we get up, when we get out, I'll tell you, when we meet the Lord in there, our change is going to come, and I tell you, we're going to have a new body, a heavenly body, live in heaven with. And I tell you, the devil can't undo that. He can't change that. I tell you, like I said before, he can make me look like hell, smell like hell. And I tell you, everything else, if I give place to him, I tell you, but he cannot take my soul to hell. That doesn't make me want to sin. I hate sin. I have no desire to sin. It's against my nature, you see. I'm talking about my fleshly nature. It's there. But my spiritual nature, my new man, I've been made new in Christ. I hate sin. I don't love sin. I hate it. And I have no delight in it, you see. And I tell you, but I've tried to follow after righteousness, follow the Lord. And I tell you, he'll do a work in me if I just yield myself. And my friend, if you're saved, yield your body. Yield your whole body, your whole self, your whole heart to God. Let him use you. Let him do the plan he has for your life. By submitting yourself to him, you'll be satisfied. But if you don't, I tell you, if you don't give the Lord your whole heart, then I tell you, you're not going to live out all your days. You're going to die before your time. And the Bible said that's what's going to happen. When you're saved and don't live for God, the Bible said you'll be saved so much as by fire, but suffer a great loss. And the Bible said we have labors. And he said our labors will go up in smoke if it don't stand the fire. If it's of the flesh, it's going to burn up. But if it's of the Spirit, it's going to be like the precious gold. It's going to be like the silver. I tell you, you put fire to the gold, it purifies it, you see. You take it and put it to the silver, it burns off the dross, you see. Makes it going forth a vessel for the finer. And I tell you, our labor is going to be tried in the Lord. And one day we're going to stand before God and give an account for every deed done in our body, whether it be good or whether it be bad. And Paul said, therefore, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. That's we that are saved. And that's what the judgment seat of Christ is for. We're going to give an account to God for every deed done in the body. It's not determined if we're going to heaven or not. That was already determined here when we got saved. When we got born again, he sealed us with his Holy Spirit. I tell you, but we're going to give an account to God how we live since we've been saved. And God's going to deal with us accordingly. There's going to be rewards given, just like there will be degrees given in hell. But I tell you, we're going to stand before him. And I tell you, he's going to judge us. I tell you, it's not going to be a good time. I tell you, when we stand before him and having given account for our works that we've done while we were here. And I tell you, God's going to hold us accountable for that. And souls that we should have won, the people we should have won to the Lord, I tell you, their blood will be on our hands if we don't live the right life before them. If we don't live for God, I tell you, where are they going to get in? If the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the sinner and the ungodly appear? How can they get in the presence of the Lord? We that are saved, we're the workmanship of Christ. And you see, so he takes us and uses us. We're the body, and he uses us to win the lost. And if we don't give our bodies, submit ourselves unto him, and we go for living after our flesh, he won't be able to do a work in us because we're rejecting his work in us. In other words, we're following our flesh and saying no to God. even though we don't mean to. That's what you're doing. And I tell you, we're going to give an account. And people could die in sin and go to hell because of our labors going up in smoke. That is our labor. We ought to labor and pray them in. We ought to live it before them. Talk is cheap. People go out and live in sin, and then they talk about how you ought to live. I tell you, but if we don't live with the gospel, we can't preach with the gospel. If you don't live with the gospel, you can't tell someone else how they ought to be doing. I tell you, we got to live by example. And I tell you, when we do, people take look at that, take notice of it, and they'll know that we're true, that we're telling them the truth. You see, because they've already seen it in our lives. But I tell you, most people that run in sin, they just need to get saved. I tell you, most people that go out and live out in sin, most of them are not saved. There are some that saved, that have failed, and they have some that backslidden on the Lord. And I tell you, that don't mean they lose what God gave them. They don't lose their citizenship in heaven. No, but they lose their fellowship. They lose their joy. I tell you that God gives, and the peace God gives, well, when you get saved. And we always will have peace with God. Ever since day one, we have peace with God. That don't change. But the peace of God does change when you don't live for God, and you get live and fall to sin. You will lose your fellowship and your peace of God that He gives when you're doing His will. You see, your heart don't condemn you. You have confidence toward God that He hears your petitions. You have confidence in God because your heart's not condemned. But if you're saved and you fall to sin, your heart's condemned, you see, because of sin. But does it make you an unbeliever again? It doesn't make that you'll go to hell. No, because God loves you. He died for you. You're His child. And I tell you, you're going to get to heaven, but I tell you, you're going to give an account. And like I said, you'll die before your time if you don't live for God. And I tell you today, that's the truth. That's the gospel. But I'm thankful to know today that the Lord heard my voice. He heard the voice of my supplication. The book of Psalms 116 says, I love the Lord. Why do I love Him? Because He had heard my voice and my supplication. He heard me. You see, like the psalmist said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard his cry and delivered him out of all his sin troubles. You see, and ever since I've been saved, I'm thankful to know that I can go before God and He hears my voice. And He hears my supplications. He hears my feeble cry. He hears my prayer for mercy and for forgiveness of sin. The book of 1 John tells us, where He said, I write unto you, little children, that you sin not. But if you do, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, that mediates our case. And the Lord forgives us of our sins. And the Bible says here, because He had inclined His ear unto me, therefore I call upon Him as long as I live. I tell you, I will call on Him as long as I live. He's heard my feeble cry. He's heard my voice of my supplication. And I know He hears me. And I'm thankful to know that. I'm encouraged by that. I tell you, I got this hope in me. I got the blessed hope on the inside. I know what I have is real. And I know He's alive. And I know I can't lose it because He done made me know it. The Word of God says I can't. And knowing that, He's showed Himself true all these years. 47 years He's been alive in me, and He's never changed. And I'm thankful to know that He's never forsook me. He's never left me. Even when I have, as a child, got saved at 8 years old, quit going to church, couldn't get there. I got in the world. I done some things I ought not to have done. It didn't unsave me. But when I got 18 years old, I went back to church, and God began to speak and deal with my heart. And I realized I need to repent of my sins and be restored back into the fellowship of God. And I did. He had mercy on me, and He restored me back in the fellowship. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech Thee, deliver my soul. I see my time's quickly coming and going, but it said, gracious is the Lord and righteous, yea, God is merciful. And it goes on to say in verse 15, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. I tell you, there's a better day coming, and thank God one day we're going home. It's going to be much better. My time's gone. Get by yourself. Do some real praying. Pray through in Jesus' precious name, and amen.